turn a corner onto 18th Avenue in North Nashville, go just over the railroad tracks, and you'll see concrete buildings that surround an empty yard. You've just entered an art exhibit. Here, graffiti artists have converted the walls into a dozen large-scale murals. In one, a woman reads from a big book, while formulas and equations float through the cosmos above her. In another, a teenager raises his shirt to show a bullseye on his chest. The work exists because of the sheer will of one young man from the neighborhood. Erica Ciccaroni has the story of Jay Jenkins.
When Jay Jenkins isn't painting, he's working at Home Depot, retrieving carts from the parking lot. And he's got one thing on his mind.
Art. I mean, art is a lifestyle. So, I mean, that's the only thing that's on my mind. When I'm driving, I'm thinking about art. When I'm in class, I'm thinking about art. When I'm pushing carts, I'm thinking about art. Besides, you know, my family, that's the only thing I think about.
Jenkins is lean and tall with short dreadlocks and a big smile. Even when he says he's stressed out, he appears relaxed and self-assured. He's popular among his professors and classmates at TSU where he studies art, but his biggest fan is his grandma.
She says her house is an art gallery now. All of my work is just hanging up throughout the house, basically, in everybody's rooms, you know, living rooms, everywhere.
Oh, yeah, all over my house. All over my house. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
So when people come in and visit, they kind of just sit in there just staring at all the pieces and everything like that.
What's really cool is that Lovie Jenkins even hangs up her grandson's paintings that bother her. In one, a guy has caution tape wrapped around his face that's covered in words you usually don't want your grandma to see.
She likes it. She's always asking questions. One of my pieces, she said it was scary. Just a big 6-foot painting. As soon as you walk out of the kitchen, you have to look at it.
Jenkins never really thought about art until high school, when he saw a friend drawing graffiti in a notebook.
You know, I asked him, can he teach me how to do that? And eventually he did show me, you know, took me out painting and stuff like that. And that's how I got into art. I was drawing before then, but then once I was doing graffiti, it was more as like, it became a passion.
His paintings are big, complex, influenced by jazz and surrealism. His work reflects the cracked sidewalks and the buildings falling into disrepair in his neighborhood as other parts of the city get bigger and better. But he knows his neighborhood has something that others don't, 4 historically black colleges. He felt driven to harness the talent coming out of these schools, so he convinced the owner of those old concrete buildings just across the railroad tracks to let him transform the walls into canvases for what he called North Wall Fest. That's North with an F.
North Wall Fest basically came from, because it's North Nashville, and everybody from North Nashville says North with an F at the end of it.
He turned to his mentor, Thaxton Waters, who runs a gallery on Jefferson Street. It's filled with antique furniture and paintings by local black artists.
When he came to me with this idea, I was like, man, this is beautiful, because anytime we have the opportunity to heighten the aesthetic value of our neighborhood, we have to jump on that. What was just once him just spitting out ideas is now is like it's growing and morphed into a whole nother Frankenstein, so I love it.
Waters helped Jenkins select seasoned graffiti artists who could handle the huge concrete canvases. They looked for work that addressed race, class, community, issues central to the neighborhood. In the mural by an artist named RJ, a nude black woman sits among clouds at sunset, her back to the viewer, with the words, "not an object," written below her. All this comes on the heels of Metro Arts Council's recent report that highlights how people of color have been excluded from the arts. But this is not news to Jenkins's mentor, Waters, who views his gallery in the surrounding North Nashville neighborhood as a way around arts institutions.
When I went through all the institutions, went through all the art history books, went through all this, I just didn't see things that reflected me. And then that sends a message to the viewer, you know, why am I not important?
This feeling to be visible, to make a mark, to assert that you exist, that's why graffiti started. It's what's driving Jenkins.
I got these worlds in my head that I get to show people. I mean, I'm not really good at explaining a lot of things. My grandma even said I'm quiet. You know, I don't really talk much, so I talk through my art, basically.
If North Wall Fest is any indication, Jenkins has much to say. And with the city as his canvas, he's got a lot of walls to tell his story. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Erica Ciccaroni.